Yesterday on the program, we were talking about how better transport links can help bring down house prices in our biggest city. That follows the comments from the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, who said a lack of investment in good transport is one of the factors that pushes up house prices in places like Sydney and Melbourne, because it affects supply, of course, affects house prices, and transport links affect supply. But this isn't just about our cities. Sarah Henderson is the Liberal member for Corangamite in southwestern Victoria. She's urging the federal government to set up a regional rail fund for Victoria because she says improving rail links in regions will benefit everyone. Sarah Henderson, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Fran, good morning. Great to be with you.
Sarah, why will improving rail links in regions, the rail link from Melbourne to Geelong, for instance, benefit everyone?
Well, it's a very major incentive in bringing not just families to our region, but also businesses. We should have, Fran, a 35-minute service between Geelong and Melbourne, and it's actually going backwards under, of course, the regional rail link, which was meant to have resolved a lot of our issues. But simply, I think we're seeing across regional Victoria a failure of the Labor state government to invest properly in major regional rail projects and that critical infrastructure. So that's why I am calling for a Commonwealth Regional Rail Fund to bring the state to the table, to drive that investment, to obviously lead the way, lead the charge in delivering this critical investment.
Not everyone agrees with you. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with Marion Terrell. She's the Transport Program Director of the Grattan Institute. She's done a lot of research into transport and the impacts in cities. She says we're already building too many projects, transport projects in the regions, and not enough in our cities. Let's have a listen.
I think what's happened is there's been too much spending on marginal projects, politicised projects, and too much spending outside the major capital cities where these pressures are really most acute. Just to take an example, if you think about Sydney, it's about a quarter of the national economy almost. It's had 17% of the population growth in the past 10 years, but the Commonwealth spent only 5% of its roads and rail investment there. Whereas in country or the rest of New South Wales, that's 8% of the economy, 7% of population growth, but the Commonwealth put 27% of its transport infrastructure there.
That's Marion Terrell from the Grattan Institute. Now, she was talking about New South Wales with those statistics, Sarah, but is it a fair point? Spending should be happening where people are living and where the pressures are now.
Well, look, I don't agree with respect with the Grattan Institute. I think they're too focused on the city. At the moment, for example, Fran, in Melbourne, Melbourne is growing by 128,000 people every year. That's simply unsustainable. And if we start to invest in fast trains throughout regional Australia, including, of course, regional Victoria, that's going to decentralise the population, and that's incredibly important. I don't think the Grattan Institute is looking forward. It seems to be looking backwards. We need this infrastructure. And I look at Geelong. I mean, Geelong is growing at a rapid rate. Mm. And it is a wonderful place to live. Places like Torquay and Ocean Grove, all the way down the coast. It's an incredible region. And yet we're finding, because, of course, Daniel Andrews has cancelled the East-West Link project, which is an absolute disaster for southwest Victoria and Geelong commuters, we've got no investment in regional rail. And in fact, the Turnbull government last year committed $1 million to duplicate a section of rail between through Geelong, and yet we have seen no action. There's been no business plan, no feasibility plan. So I guess what I'm saying is, let's get the Commonwealth involved. Let's drive this investment, and with a regional rail fund, I think we can do that.
Well, how would it work? I mean, currently, I presume some people do commute from Geelong to Melbourne, but it might be a bit of a slow. I don't know how long it would take. You probably do know that, because realistically, for Geelong to become a hub to Melbourne, which is what it would need to be if we're talking about, you know, taking the pressure of housing affordability, houses need to be where people can get to work from, you'd have to have a very fast train, wouldn't you? You'd have to have a fast train.
Well, absolutely, but we've actually got the capacity to deliver that right now if we had more investment in things like a duplicated rail track. So south of the Geelong station, for instance, Fran, we have only a single line. That's why under Malcolm Turnbull we are investing in this feasibility planning. But it's just...
What difference would it make? Can you tell me in terms of minutes to get from Geelong to Melbourne for work at the moment currently, how long does it take, and what you think it would take if there was a fast train line or a new train line?
Well, at the... At the moment, it's taking over an hour and we should have a 35-minute service. We've got just that single track, which is inhibiting the number of trains that can travel between Melbourne, Geelong, Colac and through to Warrnambool. In fact, it's so dire that in 1985, you could travel from Warrnambool to Melbourne in 195 minutes. That's now blown out to 220 minutes. We've seen a doubling, Fran, of passenger services on the Geelong line, and the actual number of services is increased by almost 6.5 up to 6.5
million. So it's slower than it used to be.
It's slower than it used to be, and unfortunately the regional rail link, which was Labor's great idea, has failed.
Yeah, but because, I just wonder if I can get away from the sort of blame game here and talk about the issue, because we've also had the former head of Treasury, Ken Henry, recently give a major speech in which he talked about governments, all governments, really dropping the ball on planning for our growing populations and our growing concentration of populations. And he said, you know, perhaps we should have been looking at building new cities rather than just expanding Melbourne and Sydney. I mean, is that an idea you think, you know, Geelong would be sitting there, sitting pretty for a notion like that, rather than looking at it as a place for people to buy houses so they can still work in Melbourne?
Well, look, I think we can do both. We can have fantastic transport infrastructure so people can commute easily to Melbourne, but we can also deliver this critical infrastructure, Fran, so we can bring more jobs, more industries and more people into our region. There's absolutely no doubt that we can't continue to grow in places like Melbourne at the pace that we're growing. So a fast train between Melbourne and Geelong, investment in regional rail, I think is very forward-looking. It's very important as a housing affordability measure, and of course it's another example of the Commonwealth leading the way in driving investment in infrastructure. I mean, as I say, it's just unsustainable, the growth that we're seeing at the moment. And look, you know, I do have to make the point, Fran, that there has been a lack of planning. This regional rail link was meant to be a true link, was meant to get people between Geelong and Melbourne more quickly, and now there are suburban stations on that rail link servicing Western Melbourne. And it's slower than ever before. So we are seeing an absolute lack of planning and an absolute lack of vision from this state government. And that's why I think the Commonwealth has got to lead the way.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Sarah Henderson. Sarah Henderson is agitating, or lobbying, I suppose, for a regional rail fund for Victoria. Sarah Henderson is also the Liberal member for Corangamite in southern western Victoria. Sarah, can I ask you a couple of questions about being a marginal seat holder? Essentially, because today we'll get the review, or that your party will get the review done by Andrew Robb and others into the election result for 2016 election. No one's seen it yet, but there's a few leaks to the paper which indicate it's not going to be terribly pretty. If it does indeed come out and criticise the marginal seat campaign in particular as inadequate, would you agree with that? You're in a marginal seat. 14 seats were lost. Do you think the messages being used and the polling and research being given to you were good enough?
Well, Fran, I think from a Victorian perspective, we did very well in the federal election. We added, of course, an extra seat in Chisholm. We won an extra Senate seat.
So you were happy with the campaign that was run?
Look, I wasn't happy in all respects. I think there are some things that we could have done better, and it is important to review these things. But in Corangamite, for instance, Fran, Labor received a record low primary vote. And I think what Victorians saw was that Labor was willing to say whatever it took. And we saw the lies with Medicare. We saw Bill Shorten's absolute desertion of CFA volunteers. And that resonated very positively for the Liberal Party in Victoria. We can always look at what we can do better, but I'm very proud of the campaign that we ran in Victoria.
So are you happy with the messaging that came from the campaign, jobs and growth, and that a message that resonated?
Well, it is all about jobs and creating a stronger economy and of course, delivering a strong budget. And we're not seeing one policy from Labor, of course, and we're still not seeing that, which creates one new job. So in the time, of course, even since we've been re-elected, Fran, the delivery that we have put on the table, the legislation we've passed, I've been very pleased with the ABCC, the Registered Organisations Commission, the income tax cuts, and now, of course, our company tax cuts, okay, which is all about jobs, which is all about supporting small business.
Okay, and just finally, do you agree with the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, who said on the radio yesterday that basically that Malcolm Turnbull needs a lift in the published polls, opinion polls, to guarantee his leadership?
Well, look, I think we have a collective responsibility. All of us as members of Parliament representing the government have to work together. And I think we are achieving much. And I've talked about some of the things that we've done already. Mm-hmm. We, of course, this is a tough game. We have to continue to work hard. We have to continue to deliver those savings to drive business confidence. And I think that we are doing that. And I think that's resonating, certainly resonating very positively in a marginal seat like electorate, the Corangamite electorate.
Okay.
We are getting on and delivering, and we need to continue to do that in contrast to Labor, which I think is all about telling lies. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Okay.
And not delivering a policy that creates one new job.
Sarah Henderson, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran. Great to talk to you.
Sarah Henderson is the Liberal member for Corangamite in southwestern Victoria, around that Geelong area.